As many of you know, we lost the legend Frankie Knuckles. He was instrumental in bringing house music to the mainstream and mixed elements of disco, electronic sound, soul, and synth into a new genre, which earned him the title Godfather of House Music. He won a Grammy in 1997 and was inducted into the Dance Music Hall of Fame in 2005. He was a Bronx native. Knuckles worked as a remixer with top artists including Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, and Diana Ross. He will be forever missed. And now, our tribute to Frankie Knuckles, mixed by KTU resident DJ Riddler.
celebrate somebody else's life. He's known as the godfather of house. Frankie Knuckles began DJing in the early 70s while he was still a teenager. In 1977, he moved to Chicago and he played at a club called The Warehouse.
In 1983, Frankie opened his own club in Chicago called The Power Plant. Knuckles introduced the sound to many of the Southside producers who made waves during the 1980s that were all part of the house scene. People like Marshall Jefferson, Larry Heard, Adonis, Cecil Curley, and many others.
Gotta have you can't go wrong. Give me that house music to set me free. Lost in house music is where I wanna be. It's gonna set you free. Gonna set you free.
Born and raised in New York, but I grew up in Chicago. I did most of my education in New York, but I got my education in life and learned how to be the person I am here in Chicago. Chicago awarded me that. It's made it possible for me to be exactly who I am.
Move your body, sexy body.
Move your body, move your body, move your body, move.
It's gonna set you free.
Move your body, move.
It's gonna set you free.
Move your body, move.
It's gonna set you free.
Move your body, move your body, move your body. Move your body, move your body, move your body, move your body, move your body,
move your body, sexy body, shake your body, sexy body,
it's gonna set you free, rock your body.
It's gonna set you free.
Rock your body. 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 Rock your body.
It's gonna set you free.
Rock your body. Rock your body.
It's gonna set you free.
Rock your body.
Music's gonna set you free.
Rock your body.
It's gonna set you free.
Rock your body. Rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, move your body, move your body, move your body.
to so many people, and it's probably the benchmark of house music, I think. As I've had so many people tell me, it's probably the single most influential song in house music.
Some of the biggest stars of the 80s and 90s. Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, Inner City, and Vogue, everyone.
My back is against the wall. More bills than money to pay. But I know just who to call on when I need relief. I pray to help me fight pressure. The pressure.
The pressure. create a kind of a poor man's paradise on the dance floor. It gives me an opportunity to completely escape the rigors of reality and just be one with themselves and hundreds of other people at the same time that could be total strangers. To really make the whole room just move in one complete rhythm and all those people come together and just be one big force of energy, you have to be a part of that. You have to put yourself in the middle of that. And a lot of times I used to think it would be great if the DJ room was like right in the center of the dance floor and everybody was around you, but the booth would take up too much room in the center of the dance floor and therefore you wouldn't have a heart. When the heart of the party is right in the center of the dance floor.
Time we reached 59th Street, you know, he'd go right, not go left. But then we would always meet up in the same place going back home, so, but that was the most special thing for me coming out of the South Bronx.
Ooh. again.
When you're close, I can feel the power. When it's love, I can always bear. Love for me is the best thing now. It's something that I know so well.
Power, 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 power.
Every DJ has his own audience, and you're lucky if you have your own audience. No matter how great or how small, the people that follow you and the people that believe in you, you know, are all the people in the world, or should be all the people in the world, because all you need is believers and people that understand what it is you're trying to do, and that's enough.
Gotta feel that heat, and we can ride the boogie. been smiling whenever people are around. But when the curtain comes down and the circus is through, no one is left but me, you, and all my tears. So many tears, my tears. Their place. One word could wash them away. One word could take their place. One word could wash them away. One word could take their place. One word could wash them away.
To be the best idea, you know, I got on the ground for definites, and when I came into it, I came in with a pocket full of remixes that people were asking me to do for them. So I brought something to the table, you know, and just at a time when definites was about to open its doors and try and find its way into the industry, you know, I helped bring it in. Definites is a production company that was formed by myself, David Morales, and Jimmy Weinstein. Judy Weinstein is, she's my manager one, but she's also my best friend. She's the heart of this business and what we do. David Morales, most of you probably know who he is. He's my partner, and we started this together. And in starting this together, the minute we started doing remix work, we didn't realize at the time we were doing it, but we were actually changing the shape of how it's done.
Felt so low when she walked down all that door.
And I'm working on, I'm in the studio now, and I'm working on the very first song for the album, which was Whistle Song. And I get a phone call in the studio telling me that Jimmy Vasquez had walked out of Sound Factory and if I would consider coming here and playing. Of course. Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, I don't read much into it. I'm thinking, okay, you're going to go play tonight, and that would be it. But at the end of the night, I was offered, you know, residency there, and I accepted it. And after about 6 months later, Junior decided he wanted to come back. They managed to, I guess, iron out whatever the differences were, he and his partners. And he wanted back in, so they came and told me that Junior wanted back, he was coming back. I was heartbroken and a little disappointed, you know, because I'm just really feeling this, and I'm just like really caught up in it. But they had told me, they was like, but you know, we've got something special for you anyway. And what happened was they were building Sound Factory Bar. Smaller, tighter, but it was perfect for me. I didn't want a room as big as Sound Factory anyway. I had inherited that room and then inherited everything that came along with it, which was all Junior's foolishness, but you had to be there. But the fact that they were building Sound Factory Bar for me, building the sounds totally to my specification and the style of music that I produced and wrote and played. Who would turn down something like that? I think every DJ in the world wants his own room where it's built to his specification. You know, sonically it works. It's no matter what you put on, no matter what point in the room anyone is standing, it sounds even all the way around. That's pretty much what they did for me. And that's where everything really changed.
The love and the support that you've all given me all these years. Thank you very much.